Emma Ashmere, After the Storm. Headlights flash across my mother's beehive and my father's toweling hat. She stops knitting. He's talking about UFOs again, how they tailed his Wirraway over New Guinea during the war. We drive all night, sleep all day, wake to egg and bacon pie, grey paddocks, yellow hills, dry creeks, stopwatch-timed pisses, dogs on tucker boxes, pink salt lakes, until we reach my stranger cousin's house on stilts swaying over leech-laced ferns, a jungle world of pointed mountains and pillared clouds, where birds walk and foxes fly. I lie in a bunk, squinting at the swollen stars hanging close. Frogs croak, geckos skitter. Spiders embroider mosquito nets as my father and uncle drink the night. That first morning I float in a soupy swimming pool, a flash of light in the green-black sky. Look, Dad, they've followed us. Get inside, my uncle shouts. And when the storm has passed and my mother and uncle are sweeping up the broken glass and my cousins are making snowmen with piles of steaming hail, I wade after my father through the shredded trees towards the sunken shimmer of the tennis court. I watched the sky as he knelt and wept.